Hello. It's a Ken Braverman podcast, everybody. It's 11:21 p.m. on Tuesday, May 15th. We are just south of Florence, South Carolina. Rolling up 95, heading toward our nation's capital. I think that D.C. needs me. Oh, Lordy. Well, my dream woman, Rachel Maddow. I love her news. I can't get enough of her. What she does on that, she comes back after vacation. She comes back with poison ivy, and she just breaks utter news. Like, she's breaking news with Ice something. She's breaking news about lawsuits. Unbelievable stuff. Even more evidence, just stuff's coming out, it's just swarming out, it makes me think of what to do. You know, overall, taking a step back and looking at everything that's going on, remember that every day we allow kind of this, he's unacceptable, you know, to be in a position of leadership in our country and the world. Every day that we allow him to be there with all this naked corruption and pathology with his narcissistic personality, all these problems that he has, and to sit here to go through the motions just because he accidentally got elected president. Every day that we allow him to do there and pollute the discourse with his porn star and his payoffs and his bribes and just the grossness and his racism and his blatant ignorance and all these things, we allow that to permeate, and it eventually has an impact day after day after day, and we don't get those days back. And I understand that we also need to do things by the book, and there's a little something called patience, and you can't just run out and act irrationally, otherwise we're guilty of what he's doing, acting irrationally on emotion and making long-term mistakes with your impulsive short-term decisions that he made. And it's still painful to watch the days go by as we see more and more problems mount with him there. But I guess what can you do if he's just going to try to pardon everybody and nobody actually serves justice? So that's the issue. Why you have to wait? Why you have to do this methodically? But let's get a hold of some structural news that I was not really in tune to before, and I don't think Rachel Maddow was either. This is pretty breaking stuff. So, Qatar. Qataris. Think of the old game Qbert and the old system Atari. When you think of Qataris, people from Qatar. Qatar, ironically, is somewhat of a cut out between Russia and the Trump administration. And the Trump organization, it looks like. There are some accusations made in a filing by the 3-on-3 basketball league that was getting some funding from Qatar, or from guys from Qatar. And it looks like, this is what it looks like based on things that people are not denying and what seems to have happened. It looks like there was a deal, right? There was a deal to get the Trump guy's money, or in this case, an interest in a Russian oil company called Rosneft. They were getting a 19% stake. This is according to the Steele dossier, which a lot of that stuff is really, really good information, and it's true. That there was supposed to be a 19% stake in this Russian oil company that the Trump organization is supposed to get. How do you get that money from what's really a Russian-sanctioned company to the Trumps? And the answer is through Qatar. Qatar is the cutout. Somehow Qatar was facilitating this transaction and purchasing the interest in Rosneft and then somehow filtering the money back. And there was negotiations going on between the Qatari guys and the Trump organization people, and also the guys related. Steve Bannon was involved. Something happened. The information came out about this going down while it was going down, so the Qataris tried to hide it, and then there was trouble, and then Kushner made some blowback against Qatar because there was this there was this issue about Saudi Arabia and Qatar half a year ago, or a little more, yeah, about half a year ago, and we took this weird stance against Qatar, and that looks to have been retaliation related to this financial backdoor deal. This is truly staggering stuff. It's incredible, and it's so profoundly unacceptable, and at the heart of what corruption really is. And we've all got to stand up and put a stop to it. It just more and more and more comes out every day. We cannot allow this. What do we do? What do we do with such a profound amount of the executive branch, and clearly Congress, because Congress will not act, is infected with this naked corruption. It is just so disturbing. And I think we just have to stand up and call it. There's no defenses. Anyone defends Trump and the administration, they're not paying attention to the bribery money and the lies. And we just have to set these people straight. That this is not acceptable to defend this. You are defending foreign agents. You are defending people that are not working toward American good. They're working toward self-fulfillment, self-enrichment. They don't care about this country. They're criminals. They need to be locked up. I really think that I would like, if I was in charge, if I was the head prosecutor, I would say F the fact that nobody has indicted a president before. If there's ever been a time to try it, it's now. You indict him, you put a literal electronic monitoring device on him in the White House and boot him down. And arrest everybody. Jared, Ivanka, everybody involved with all this stuff where you can name people, all these people. You lay it all down and then you really scare the bejesus out of the Congress and say, all right, now it's time to act, folks. Like, I know he's, like, basically what you would have is you would have Trump kind of, you know, not really with cuffs on, but just screaming and pouting against the wall, not being able to go anywhere and trying to do whatever he can. But eventually he's just going to be screaming into a room of his own echoes. We're just going to let him do it and we're not going to pay attention. We're going to put styrofoam on the walls and let it absorb it and just be done with them. And we kind of have to do that. We can't accept this. And it's not good for the world. It's not good for anyone. It's not even good for the Trump. He's self-destructive. Why do you think Melania's in the hospital? She's freaking... I wonder about that. I wonder about what happened there. That's a lot more serious than you're hearing about, because anytime they say she's going to be there for the end of the week, and it was on a Monday, and they're cutting off blood to a kidney, there's some serious stuff. I don't know what happened. I have some speculations that I don't even want to talk about because I don't want to talk about it yet. But put an asterisk on that. I have some thoughts. There's a lot going on right now. And we've got to get some big boys and some adults in charge. And that's not Mike Pence either. He has not shown any reason that he has any power to be in charge. I don't think it's Paul Ryan, but I'd take him over. The Republican Party has been too infiltrated with foreign money that they cannot be trusted. And really, at their core, most of them have to go. They're corrupt individuals. And if they can't be arrested, I don't know why a lot of them can. A lot of them could be. We just got to start laying indictments down. We have to represent the law. If Trump is going to just whine and complain because he gets indicted and everyone gets around him, gets indicted, tries to throw on and start pardoning people, we fight those pardons in court as they are blatant obstruction of justice and criminal acts, essentially. You cannot do it. We're going to have rationality win over all. I think that's how we have to handle this, in a sane, legal, ethical manner. Where has ethics gone? You hear about ethics complaints. Trump had to submit his financials to the ethics board. Financial dealings and everything. I'm sure you know he lied about that. He's got, you know what he's doing? He's trying, I mean, how funny if it wasn't true, but it is true, it's not funny. It's sad, which is, you got a Chinese company, ZTE and Huawei, that are using their phones as spy devices and sending information through their own internal apps and tracking them back in the country, so they're monitoring all their devices that are littered across any country or any person that has them, using them to track and stuff. We don't want that going on with our citizens, so we want to ban their stuff. What does Trump do? Trump says, no, I want you to do more, but we want to start Huawei, ZTE's business up again. We want to support them. We want to support this Chinese company. And I think that a Trump supporter's brain cannot help but explode if you try to make sense of that statement, which is why it just passes over them. They can't even hear that. And there's no... he's doing what? He's supporting a Chinese company that spies on Americans? Yeah, nobody can make sense of that. Oh, yeah, you can make sense of that if you realize why he did that. Oh, because China just invested $500 million in a Indonesian sub-company that the Trumps are invested in. So that was an influx of cash funding. So Trump's favor was, yeah, I'll support your spy devices in my country because I'm owned, because I am everyone's bitch who pays me money, except America, apparently. Yeah, that's what happened. Amazing, amazing stuff. The news is just a colossal joke. He makes fake news by acting like this. So I just think we need to have him screaming in his own cell at the wall where he belongs. And I don't know how we just don't lay down the law and arrest him and deal with the consequences of his fight later. He can fight all he wants, but we got to get him out of control of all of our lives. He is unstable, a maniac, and a criminal. Let's get him out. Let's get him out. Everyone should agree. Hussein, let's get him out. We don't want to be those people who didn't do something and we let this crazy person continue to go crazy. We're not doing our jobs as Americans, as active citizens. Somebody called me, one of my friends called me a political activist. Actually, he said, you're not just a political activist, which is funny. I've never thought of myself as one. However, I've started to recently because I find myself talking like one, because that's what we have to have right now. We cannot allow this. You know, Keith Olbermann stopped doing his daily things. He thought stuff was over back in like November of last year. He's like, yeah, it's over. Flynn's pleading guilty and yada, yada, yada. Trump's done. You know, you can't put the curtain on this too soon, Keith. No, you got a crazy person who's still got power, still in the presidency. It ain't over yet. And we need to keep speaking up, and we need to reiterate a point he had made previously, which was, this is not normal. It is not normal to have a narcissistic reality star waving around too much power in everyone else in the world's life. It's not okay. And we need to unite, do something about it. And that means convincing others who are fooled by his P.T. Barnum-ness and snapping them out of it. I don't know what kind of orange hypnotism he is pulling on them, but snap these people out of it. You don't support people that take bribes from foreign countries and lay aid to the foreign adversaries or just foreign nations in general. It's not okay. On lighter news, on musical news, I was on the drive up, I was listening to the radio, and that Tears for Fears song came on. Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the world. Yeah, okay, that one. I like that song. Always like that song. Up until about a year ago, somehow, I had thought the words to that song were, everybody wants to rule the moon. The moon, the way he says, whoa, I always thought it was moon. And I always sung over the top of that and said, everybody wants to rule the moon. All right? Now, that of course is not the words of the song. I do that a lot. I make mistakes. Who doesn't? What was so funny today was the woman who does the intro and outro after the songs, after the song came on, goes, that's Tears for Fears. Did you know that Tears for Fears has not come out with a new album in over 14 years? Not until this year. There's a new one coming out later this year. And I was like, no way, baby. And I was like, that's some great news. And Tears got me thinking. And she says, nobody wants to rule the world. She did the whole thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember how I forgot the wrong words. That's like everything. Now, in honor of Tears for Fears coming out with a new album, I think they should come out with a sequel to that song, sort of. That is, everybody wants to rule the moon. Because I thought of some pretty cool lyrics to that song. given that that's kind of happening right now. Because everybody does want to rule the bed. Everybody wants to rule the bed. Don't you want to send your lunar rover? Amazon wants to deliver Prime to there. Because Bezos has got a rocket he wants to go there. China's sending something. I don't know. I have words. I actually was going to sing the song. I have a good deal of lyrics, and they were pretty good. I came up with them in the drive up, and I'll go back and I'll harness them from my brain again. Because everybody does want to rule the moon, and it's I think it's a more current version of that song, and I always love that song, so I was reminded of that, and I don't know, I was glad to hear that. That's a great song. So we should be concentrating on doing things like extracting H3 or helium-3, I think, is a really rare element that they want to try to mine on the moon because they think there are extensive deposits there, and we can't get that on the Earth. You know why? Because it floated away out through the atmosphere. Helium's light as hell, and it bubbles up and it's gone. That's why somehow if it gets trapped on the moon somewhere under something, we can, because it's frozen, we can snag it there. Crazy things about physics. Elon sending a Tesla to orbit. No, I have they're better lyrics than that. Those are kind of goofy lyrics, but that's the direction that I'm going, and it'll be good. So everybody does want to rule the moon. In the meantime, we got a nut job trying to rule the Earth, and we've got to take control of that. So Ken Braverman is out on his way to our nation's capital.